אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, I am Aaron Shapiro, a senior policy analyst at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council.
Aaron, we spoke to you last week about the election results, about why Donald Trump was contesting the results. What can you tell us now, a week later?
Well, I'd say that things are looking worse and worse for President Trump. He claims to have cases in play to contest the election, but the rest of the world is moving on. Whether his legal cases will bear fruit, everyone would be highly skeptical at this point. So we're looking now at the Biden administration and what they're going to do in their transition.
Aaron, I wanted to ask you, what do you think will be the new U.S. administration policies towards Israel in the Middle East? I think this is the big question that the Israelis are wondering and the Jewish communities around the world. What will Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will do now as far as foreign policies? Are they going to continue Barack Obama's policies, or do you think that something fresh will come out of it?
I think that something different will come out of it. And of course, there's no way to be sure, but I'll tell you something. When Barack Obama was elected, Joe Biden was his choice to balance the ticket. So Obama was coming from the left, and Biden was known everywhere as somebody right down the middle center, right? So today, the Democratic Party has chosen to flip the ticket. And so Biden is the center and he's leading it. And he chose a vice president who was representing the left more. So I think that if Joe Biden is true to his 47 years in Congress and in the Senate and all the things in Washington, his record is overwhelmingly pro-Israel. And the thing is, if we were not looking at coming out of a Trump presidency, we would be all talking about, Joe Biden, isn't he such a good friend of Israel? Because his history is just that.
We are talking to Aaron Shapiro, senior policy analyst at AJAC, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Aaron, Joe Biden was behind Obama, or with Obama, about the Iran agreement. What do you think will happen now? I think this is a big concern to Israel.
Yes. Well, I think that is the biggest concern because everything else seems less so. What's important to remember again is that Biden was never going to contradict Obama on the Iran deal. But on the other hand, there's no indication that he was behind the ideology that brought about the Iran nuclear deal. So Joe Biden, very unlikely that if he had been the presidential choice in 2008, he wasn't, but if he had been, I don't think we would have seen an Iran nuclear deal because he just wouldn't have gone that way. It wasn't his way. So today, yes, he does talk about returning to the deal in some way, but he also says, and I believe I quote, that he wants to rejoin the agreement as a starting point for follow-on negotiations to strengthen and extend it. So he's not completely oblivious to the changes that have happened since 2015, and not at all. He sees that even if the U.S. goes back to the JCPOA, they would be looking at a deal that may start to end within 4 years, and that's not a lasting deal. So I do think that he will probably be looking to not just immediately go straight back to the deal, but gradually offer incentives to Iran to start paring back their nuclear activity while the U.S. looks for ways to get leverage to make those negotiations to extend the deal and to make it cover things like ballistic missiles. Yeah, of course, we don't know because Biden could be listening to different advisors, and within the Democratic Party, there's a wide spectrum of opinion about what to do about Iran, from the ones who believe to go straight back to the deal and it's the best thing, and the ones who think that it should be improved upon, and the ones who see that, you know, who more agree with the Republican opinion about it. And you have that. You certainly have that in the Democratic Party, and it will be interesting to see who Biden will choose to advise him on these matters.
We are talking to Aaron Shapiro, policy analyst at AJAC. Aaron, what about the peace process in the Middle East? Do you think that the new administration will impose the two-state solution?
Well, it's not a matter about imposing anything. I think that the two-state solution is the U.S. position. Whether the Trump administration, you know, he sort of softened it completely to what he said, whatever the parties want. But if you actually go around Congress, you'll see that that two states, and if you go to AIPAC, two states is the only show in town about a future for the Israeli and Palestinians that both looks at Israel's security needs and right to exist as a Jewish state and the Palestinians' right for self-determination. So I think they will, certainly the Democratic Party is universal in this, and so they will go back to making that the full-throated position of the United States. But you would have to say that the question is, to what extent are they going to pressure Israel to do anything? And I don't think there is an appetite in the current climate in the United States, where you have the pandemic and you have the economy and all these things. I don't think reviving the peace process is a major concern for the Biden administration. And I don't see how that will become a big thing. Also, if you look on the Palestinian side, there isn't a lot of energy there to start to revive things. What they will do, I think, is try and preserve the option of a two-state outcome. And yes, that means that they'll look for ways to get Israel to only look at settlements in places that would be swapped in a two-state outcome. Perhaps that would become part of Israel. They'd say they try and pressure Israel not to build deep in the Shtachim. But will they do that so openly and with the way that Obama did, with all the criticism openly? That's another question, because, you know, Biden himself said many years ago, he said, the time that the Arabs will make peace with Israel is when they see that the U.S. and Israel are completely united on things. And I think that Biden, if you go back and again in his history of pro-Israel statements and his association with Zionism, and he says, I am a Zionist. He says, I'm not Jewish, but I am a Zionist. These are strong words by American politicians. So if you go back to that, you'd say, well, is Biden going to try and do things quietly, or is he going to make an open rift with Israel? And I think that Biden's way is to do things quietly. But that doesn't mean that he won't get results.
Aaron, before I let you go, we all live in Australia. Most of our listeners are Australians. And we are wondering how the foreign policies will affect us here.
There is the issue of China.
And that's exactly right. That's what I meant.
well, Biden, and the interesting thing is that Biden's administration is not expected to make any major changes about U.S. policy towards China. They are concerned about China. They'll continue to be concerned about China. How they express it is expected to be different. So they'll have a softer tone. But every indication is that the U.S. is not about to give in to China on a lot of issues, and this is one thing that has bipartisan support that the Democrats and Republicans are not too far apart on, is the concern about China. So in the short term, we won't see any major changes.
Aaron Shapiro, senior policy analyst at AJAC. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.